23. Horses in a changing environment. Did you know that the first horse, Eohippus, was the size of a small dog? It evolved more than 50 million years ago in North America. Next to Eohippus is a representative of the modern horse genus Equus, to which horses, asses, and zebras belong. As you can see, the earliest horse lived in an entirely different environment from living horses. Paleontologists have found many fossils of horses, and their history is a textbook example of evolution. Even though the family tree of horses looks like a tangled bush, there is one central theme in their evolution. From small, forest-dwelling leaf-eaters to large, steppe-dwelling grass-eaters. Horse evolution was influenced by climate change. Until about 35 million years ago, the Earth had a hot and humid climate. Subsequently, it became cooler and drier. This led to changes in the vegetation, and later in the animals that fed on that vegetation. This change can be studied by studying the evolution of horses' teeth and feet. The first horses lived in forest environments and ate leaves. Their cheek teeth had bumps that ground the leaves. The tooth crown was low. When the climate became cooler and drier and the environment changed, horses began to feed on grass and other more abrasive foods. This gave animals with teeth with cutting edges and high crowns an advantage. These animals chewed the food more efficiently and their teeth lasted longer. The first horses had four toes on the forefoot and three on the hind foot. The central toe bore most of the weight. They were not very fast, but were small and could hide in the forest. When the environment became more open, animals that could run away from predators had an advantage. The legs became longer, and the side toes were lost. About 7 million years ago, the first one-toed horses evolved. All living horses have only one toe on each foot. Larger individuals were also at an advantage. It is more difficult for a predator to kill a large animal than a small one. Pet the horses and give them the food they like. More about human ancestors adapting to dry climates at Station 6, Hand of the Maker.